today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special, where we are talking about taking sins lightly. وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. Today, Friday, is the 23rd of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hajj, verse 30 from the Holy Quran, which we'll listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Thalika wa man yu'azzim hurumati Allahi fahuwa khayrun lahu 'inda rabbih. وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامُ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ.
That has been commanded, and whoever honors the sacred ordinances of Allah, it is best for him in the sight of his Lord. And permitted to you are the grazing livestock, except what is recited to you. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols and avoid false statement.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The act of perjured witness has been mentioned in the law of polytheism or disbelief in Allah, and the actions of false speech is one of the major sins. A tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam denotes that the objective of false speech is unlawful sinning. A tradition from the Prophet of Islam indicates that one day it happens that he stood up and made a sermon among people in which he said, false witness is equal to associating something with Allah. We're speaking about taking sins lightly. That is one of the most dangerous sin. The sinner will find darkness in his heart, which he will feel just as he feels the darkness of night. So this darkness affects his heart as the physical darkness affects his vision. For obedience is light and disobedience is darkness. The stronger the darkness grows, the greater becomes his confusion until he falls into innovation, misguidance, and other things that lead to doom without even realizing, like a blind man who goes out in the darkness of the night, walking alone. This darkness grows stronger until it covers the eyes. Then it grows stronger until it covers the face, which appears dark and is seen by everyone. Good deeds make the face light, give light to the heart, and bring about ample provision, physical strength, and love in people's heart. Bad deeds make the face dark, give darkness to the heart, and bring about physical weakness, a lack of provision, and hatred in people's heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, in this show we are going to talk about the little sins, or let's say small sins that sometimes are going to be a prelude to a big sin, and we have to be careful not to be tempted by Satan, and we have to consider that the worst sin is to think of it as a small sin. Patience and piety are the greatest virtues to fight against ego, long and unattainable desire, worldly deceivers, and internal and external desires, and avoiding sin. Weakness in faith leads to sin and distance a person from the mercy of the Lord of the worlds. But following the rules and obligations of the divine religion strengthens piety and fear of God, and necessity of God's rules and laws in the human mind, and causes recognition. I want to actually finalize this discussion with a brief, let's say, narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says in Nahjul Balagha that may Allah have mercy on the one who hears the laws of God and keeps it. He should be invited to the truth and accept it. Learn something from God's religion and be saved. Consider God as his watcher in his actions, even in private, and be afraid of sinning, and let him be ashamed of his Lord for disobeying his orders. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned till our next show. I'd like to leave in Allah's protection and say goodbye to you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we're speaking about making sin public. Informing others of one's sin and relating about them to other people is a greater sin. Also, announcing a sin is an insult to Allah's command. The Messenger of Allah has said, "One who performs a good deed and keeps it a secret will be rewarded 70 times than if he has announced it." And one who commits a sin and makes it public due to shamelessness or ignorance of religious law will be disgraced by Allah. That is, he will not get the tawfiq of repentance and he will remain deprived of Allah's kindness and mercy. But if he keeps it secret due to shame, he will be forgiven. Making a sin public is not harmful in two cases. One, when it is necessary to do so, for example, it's admission before a doctor for treatment or a religious scholar for learning about an Islamic law. Secondly, when it is an expression of servitude and helplessness before Allah.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you.
Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
Come here, we have tips part. Amazing tips to stop sinning. Imagine, and you know that Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is presented with our deeds. He knows what we are doing. People that we love. Are we happy that we hurt the people that we love? Above all of the human beings, the Holy 12 Imam, who is alive and knows what we are doing. So that should be something to make us think. You know what? I do not want to hurt the heart of Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi. The other tip is never lose hope and be disappointed that Allah does not forgive sins, because when you lose hope, that is another major sin, and then you will commit more sin. So to be able to constantly think that Allah will forgive, provided that I'm determined, that I'm genuine, I'm sincere in my tawbah, repentance.
The job of shaitan, the duty of Iblis is what? To try to motivate us and convince us to have the courage and have the audacity to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all that Iblis wants. Iblis doesn't care for you, doesn't care for your happiness. Now maybe in this life they'll come and they'll tell you, yeah, you know, be yourself, be independent, be strong. Some people, they come and they use these type of motivational words to try to get people to disobey Allah, to try to get people to do wrong. Iblis, maybe these people, they have good intentions, but shaitan does not have good intentions. Shaitan wants people to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he's referred to as al-waswas, al-khannas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. What does waswas al-khannas mean? The one who whispers in the heart. The one who comes and tells you, it's okay. Don't worry. Right now, this year, you didn't give your zakat, you didn't give your khums, you didn't do your charity, you didn't pray, you didn't fast, you didn't go to hajj. Next year, you'll be able to. It's okay. It's okay. God is arham al-rahameen. You'll be able to. In any way possible, he tries to convince you to delay the wajib and therefore disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes committing a lie, lying. What do some people that lie, what excuse do they come and say? Oh, it's just a white lie. It's okay. You know, as if there's a white lie in a... No, lying is lying. They'll come and they'll try to justify it in any way possible. Sometimes these people, shaitan, Iblis comes and tells them. And sometimes these people are so experts that they teach Iblis. They've become so experts at the game that they don't need shaitan anymore. Now they are enough. Or some people, they come and they commit insurance fraud, tax fraud. They come and they break the law. And then when you come and you tell them, they say, yeah, but the Sayyid, they're not Muslim. It's okay. You know, breaking the law against non-Muslims, it's okay. So now this person is a sinner and also a faqih, also someone who gives fatwas as well. So the human being has the habit of trying to justify all of the wrong that they're doing.
I think it's an important topic for us. So inshallah, we continue speaking and knowing more about this topic, and that is considering sins lightly. That is so dangerous. So we can meet each other on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us and fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي